This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 200, recorded live with CJ on June the 15th, 2017.
The Microsoft Cloud Show is sponsored by Valid.nl. Valid's motto is stay ahead. Its mission is to enable its customers to excel in their business through the innovative use of IT. Valid is always on the lookout for new colleagues. Are you interested in all things happening in Azure, whether in infrastructure, SQL Server, Office 365, BI, SharePoint, or .NET? Look them up on valid.nl.
Chris Johnson, how are you doing, buddy?
We made it.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Me too, man. Me too. What a milestone.
Yeah. I should say I can't believe it. I'm really surprised. I'm really proud of the fact that we've made it to 200. And on a very consistent basis, I mean, a couple exceptions here and there along the way, but this has been a lot of fun over the last, man, we've been doing this for almost 3.5 years now, over 3.5 years.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And I didn't mean it like I'm surprised we've made it like like a bad marriage or something. I mean, I meant it more like it's been a long time. Yeah. I mean, 3 years of every week, we've pretty much not missed any episodes. One or two here and there, but we've caught up another time. So I'm really proud of what we've achieved and what we've been doing.
I am too. This has been a lot of fun. This episode specifically, this past week or two, 3 weeks, whatever, has been a lot of fun listening to the submissions of people telling us what they thought about the show, prompting them with some cool hardware. It's been really cool to hear some stuff. And we got some really funny submissions by some really creative ones, some really funny ones. But yeah, man, it's been good. I think why don't we just start jumping into it and start like doing episode 200.
Yeah, sure. Let's rock.
Awesome. Okay, so CJ, before we get started with this, we do have one big kind of epic announcement here, and I would like to let you do the announcement, and people might have noticed it, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see by the time this comes out, but I want you to do the announcement because it's kind of, well, it's family to you, so I'd like to, so you're having another kid, right?
No, definitely not. Jeremy, thanks. Just had one. So I get reciprocal rights of hanging out with a baby without having the ownership rights, which is pretty sweet.
I know that. Meredith goes babysit a lady that just had a baby every once in a while. She babysits her kid every once in a while. And I was like, well, how's that? She goes, it's great. I go over and get my baby love and then just hand the baby back and come home.
It's a pretty good deal. Anyway, so yes, we have a big announcement. Those of you who may have noticed on our site and on our Twitter handle and things, we are giving ourselves a new brand, a new logo and artwork and things like that, which for us has been 3 years in the making. We're moving on from our bluey sort of clip arty looking logo that we haven't paid much attention to since we've started, I guess. And we felt like 200 was a pretty epic milestone, and we're really proud of making it to this point. And I've always thought, man, we should revisit our logo and our colors and kind of part of our branding. We're not going to change the name of the show, obviously. We love our name, but it was time for a bit of a refresh on the style of the show in terms of the brand. So my sister, actually, she works for herself in New Zealand, reached out and said, hey, I'd be up for giving it a shot. And so she went away and she talked to us a little bit about the show and about what we like and dislike and what we try to get across in the show and things like that, and came up with a really clean and fresh and kind of new approach to our logo and brand. Something that's a little bit different. I really like it it feels really modern and kind of crisp to me and will really stand out to those flicking through sort of endless logos and iTunes and all that sort of stuff too. So give us a little bit of an edge there, a bit of a brand refresh, but also I think is quite true to our identity as a podcast and what we talk about and what we stand for.
Yeah, not only that, she's helped us go green. which is cool. I mean, I say that from like an environmental thing as a joke, but you made a good comment when she sent the cutover for us to take a look at. And the change in the color from going from blue to green, I was like, yeah, I could take it or leave it. But you made a really good point. And I remember doing this when we were when I was coming up with a brand for the stuff that I was working on at the time or for different things. And it was like everything in the tech business, almost, God, what is it, maybe 70%, 80%, maybe even 90% of the logos in the tech business are blue.
Yeah.
And I like that this just kind of switches off of it. So Yeah, we've got all of you that grabbed the sticker from us long, long time ago. We consider those now
vintage.
Collectors and vintage. We do have new stickers getting made. We're actually doing a couple t-shirts as well to have some fun. But we will have stickers for people very, very soon. This all came in kind of hot, and I wish that, you know, we could have a way to go to have some of the stuff at a conference that I'm going to be at when we release this episode over in the Netherlands. But I guess our first big show or big conference we'll be able to show these off is, I guess, what is it, maybe sometime in July or August. I know SP Fest in Seattle.
Yeah.
That'll be a big one, so.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. But yeah, I guess 3 years in the making, kind of about time that we revisited that and cleaned it up. And I think it looks great. And I hope everybody else does too. But obviously, it's not going to change our content.
No.
Just the way we show up in iTunes and the Google Play Store and Overcast and all those podcast apps.
Yeah. We're trying to nail all of this the day this episode comes out. We're trying to have all the branding and stuff change across the everywhere we have a presence. So if you see the old logo, give us about a week or so. I mean, this is, you know, it's not a super professional, hey, we have to go live in new branding on a specific day, because I don't think anybody tunes in for the colors and the icon. They tune in for the content. So
they tune in for the colorful commentary. How about that?
Exactly. There you go. Exactly.
As we heard in some of the contest submissions that we'll get to in a bit.
Yeah, there's some good ones. Yeah. So, hey, before we dive in, one of the things we did, just to kind of rehash, we went and we asked everybody to record a little clip, send it in, and we got a bunch of submissions. It started out really slow. I was getting a little concerned that we had three submissions, and I was like, we're giving away an Xbox, two Xboxes and a laptop. So I guess you three are going to get the Xbox, the two Xboxes and a laptop. But a whole bunch of slew came in like at the very end of the contest, which, I mean, no shocker there. So we're going to wait to play those towards the end of the show and do the grand finale at the very end. Before we do that, though, we have two other things we'd like to do, kind of reminiscing about the show and sharing our favorite stuff or our most epic screw-ups that we've done. Or, you know, for the person that, you'll hear a little bit later, created a drinking game, the most times that we've
exactly.
There's a drink. Have a drink.
Yeah.
But I want to throw a couple little jokes at you, though, first. I found this about 2 months ago, and I was like, you know, I'm going to hold this until episode 200, because I think these are awesome. Some of these you've heard before, I'm sure, but I'm going to try these on you, CJ, and we'll see how this works. We're not going to do them all.
All right, excellent.
All right. So I have two columns. I have a column of what we say and what we mean, all right? And it's all geeky developer stuff.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to ask you what we say, and then you're going to tell me what you think it means.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then I'll tell you what the real answer is.
And just for the record, just so everybody knows, I don't even know what you're about to ask me. I haven't seen the list of questions. This is like walking into a congressional hearing and not quite knowing what's coming.
You have no prepared statements either. This is going to be great.
This is right, yeah.
Okay, so here's the first one. What we say, it's a horrible hack.
It's a horrible hack. And I'm supposed to say what we actually mean.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does that translate to? Like, if I say that, what do I really mean?
I haven't found out a really good way to do this yet.
No, it's a horrible hack that I didn't write.
Okay.
So, next one. What is a temporary workaround?
Something that's going to go into production.
No, it's a horrible hack that I wrote. All right, next one. It's broken.
You wrote a horrible hack.
No, there are bugs in your code. All right, what we say, it has a few issues.
It's completely broken and will never work.
Nope, there are bugs in my code.
I should really be picking up on the theme here, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I've got a bunch more. All right, what we say, obscure.
Obscure. I haven't figured out your code.
Someone else's code doesn't have comments.
There you go.
Self-documenting.
Self-doc. I write the most beautiful code you've ever seen.
No, my code doesn't have comments. All right, what we say, that's why it's an awesome language.
Because I picked it.
No, it's because it's my favorite language and it's really easy to do something in it.
Nice.
What we say, you're thinking in the wrong mindset.
I'm right, you're wrong, I'm smarter than you are.
No, it's my favorite language and it's really hard to do something in it. All right, what we say, I can read this Perl script.
I can read this Perl script.
This is going better than I thought it would. This is awesome.
I started programming 50 years ago, and I'm the only one that understands this.
No. I wrote this Perl script. All right, next one. I hope you get this one. I can't read this Perl script.
That's your script.
Yeah, I didn't write this script.
There you go.
All right, what we say, bad structure.
Bad structure. No, I'm not sure.
Someone else's code is badly organized. Okay, what we say, complex structure.
Complex structure. Ooh, this could go either way, actually. Mm-hmm. Complex structure. I wrote this and I'm an awesome programmer and it's a really hard problem, but I fixed it with complexity.
Oh, you're close. It's my code is badly organized.
No developer would ever admit to that, surely.
No, no.
Not in public anyway.
Okay, so I'm over halfway done. These are going so much better than I thought. All right. What we say, bug.
Bug. What we really mean is you didn't tell me what the requirements were.
It's the absence of a feature that I like. Nice. How about out of scope?
I can't figure out how to build something, and therefore I'm making up some piss poor excuse for leaving it out.
No, this is an absence of a feature that I don't like. Nice. All right, next one. What we say, a clean solution.
A clean solution. Ooh, a clean solution. I figured this out, and I'm awesome, so this must be right.
It works and I understand it. Yeah. We need to rewrite it.
Somebody else wrote it.
No, it works, but I don't understand it.
Like I said, somebody else wrote it.
Okay, now we're going to go really old school here. So for those of you who just do JavaScript and haven't done like compiled languages or managed languages or even unmanaged languages, this is going to be a little bit beyond you. What we say, Emacs is better than VI.
Oh, what we say, Emacs is better than VI. What we mean is, you're a sadistic mofo, and I can't believe you use VI.
No, it's too peaceful here. Let's start a flame war. All right, this one should be easy for you. VI is better than Emacs.
I'm an atheist, and you're religious?
No, same thing. It's too peaceful here. Let's start a flame war.
Exactly. It's fine.
All right. So last three. All right. And the last one's probably the best one, but it's the hardest to do. So, all right. What we say, in my humble opinion.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, you're wrong. What we say, legacy code.
I want to rewrite this pile of turd.
No, it works, but no one knows how. All right. So this one, there's no chance you're going to get this one right.
Okay. But I'll just make it up.
I'm going to try to do this one right, okay?
Okay.
What we say, now this is what you're typing out on the keyboard, is that the caret, like the greater than sign pointing up, that's the caret, right?
Yeah, the caret.
Okay. Caret X, caret C, quit, caret, backslash, escape, escape, caret C.
I'm trying to exit VI.
Holy shit, you got it.
Yes. Everybody knows that VI is completely impossible to exit.
I don't know. The real answer was what we mean. I don't know how to quit VI. Yeah, Good job there, CJ.
Thanks, man. That's too funny.
Yeah, I thought that was...
Some of those are good. Well, no, lots of them are good. Some of them are really hard.
Yeah, they were really hard.
Go a few different ways. That's priceless. I saw a great VI joke the other day, and it's basically like this printout sheet that you stick next to your computer with all the key combos to get out of VI. So that's why it was top of mind.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So that we got through those. Give CodeShip Pro a try. More teams than ever are using Docker and Linux for their .NET applications. CodeShip Pro is a fully customizable continuous integration and delivery service in the cloud with the best support for any team that is using .NET and Docker together and can run builds on Linux environments. CodeShip Pro comes with ready-to-use integrations for Azure, including Azure Container Service and more. It also offers a free, convenient local CLI tool that allows you to run your builds locally and is the only hosted CI/CD tool that lets you build your own environment, giving you the most control and flexibility no matter what tool or stack you're trying to use. Check out CodeShip Pro's free plan that grants 100 builds per month, unlimited projects, and unlimited users. Open source projects are always free on CodeShip. Visit CodeShip.com today or check out CodeShip.com/features/pro to learn more. All right, now, so what I would like to do now is let's take a look back and let's talk about, for a little bit here, let's talk about, what you and I have really liked about doing this show. What's been fun about doing this? What do you enjoy doing it? Let me ask you first, what do you like about doing this selfishly?
Selfishly, the first thing is getting together with you every week, sharing a few laughs and interests. Honestly, it's always great. Every week we get together and we shoot the breeze about what's on our mind, what interests us, and loosely tie it to our professional lives and hopefully is of interest to others. But primarily, I think what's kept us going and what gets us to the microphone every week, at least for me, is getting together with you and having a chin wag, honestly.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. That's probably one of my... That's selfishly... I've got the exact same reasons. It's because we get to sit down, we get to hang out, chat a bit. We get to talk once a week. And it's, I do also really like, it's hard when we speak in the microphone, when you and I talk to each other, we publish an episode, we usually don't get a lot of feedback. The majority of the time, I don't think we get any feedback.
Yeah.
Sometimes we see a message on Twitter, we see likes on Facebook when episode gets posted. And those are cool, but you don't really hear anything. And then every once in a while, you kind of run across someone at a conference or something and you hear what they have to say about the show. And it's like, yeah, you know, that's really cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Or then there's days like yesterday, we published episode 199 with Rima about Cosmos DB. And oh my, I was floored by the number of responses we got on Twitter. Of course, I emailed Rima. I'm sure, I don't know if you saw this thread. I went back and forth with her. Sent her a thing and I go, I'm really shocked at the response we've gotten. And she's like, why do you think that? You didn't think people would like Cosmos TV? I'm like, no, let me restate that. That's not what I meant. Yeah. I was like, I'm just shocked that people said stuff. But yeah, I think that that's really cool. I mean, it's neat to see that, you know, I don't want to say you're having an impact on people's lives, although some people said that in their recordings. And that, frankly, that was a bit of a surprise and a slap. Mm. Very flattering, very humble on that one. But yeah, it's just been a lot of fun. And then being able to link up with different people in the business and getting them to jump on the show and sharing what they have to say about the show or about what their technology is they're focused on, or between some of our favorite episodes that we'll talk about in just a minute.
Yep.
That's what I love about the show.
Yeah, I definitely want to second your comment about hearing from people, because I get such a buzz when we go to a conference or whatever and you're doing a session or you're just walking through the expo hall. And I've had people come up to me and say, hey, I don't want to interrupt. I just wanted to say hi and say thanks for doing the show. I listen to it every week and I just wanted to say hi. That to me just blows my mind. And I'm still surprised by it every time it happens. And I love it when people do that, because it sort of reinvigorates me that people are listening and that we have folks out there that appreciate it. And that just really impresses me.
Yeah, it keeps me going. It does not feel like we've been doing this for 3.5 years. It does feel like we've been doing it for 200 episodes, but it does not feel like we've been doing it for 3.5 years.
That's true. Time really has flown by. And like I said, I think part of that is that although we do talk shop and tech quite a bit of the time, we also mix our own personal interests in. And I worried about that sometimes. I honestly have sat back sometimes and gone, does anybody care about this stuff or do they just skip through it?
Mm.
And I worry that we're not being professionally focused enough on the cloud and on the tech and on the topics on that side of the fence. And I worry that people tune out. But then you hear what some of the submissions we've had for the contest, and they're like, a theme consistently through them is that they love the banter, they love our picks, and they love some of the talk about different topics that aren't necessarily to do with Microsoft Cloud.
Hmm.
And so I really think that mix, it made me feel like the mix is worth having and that we should continue it.
Yeah, I completely agree with what you just said, because I feel the same way sometimes. This, you know, does anybody care? Do they want to check out or something like that? But the thing that not only is to that stuff that they care about it, the thing that I like about that the most is that you and I are really just being real. We're just, this is who I am, knowing, you know, as much time as we spent hanging out together, this is who you are. This is the kind of stuff that we're interested in, that we geek out on, that we do for work, that we do as a hobby, that we have fun with. The picks are fun too, to kind of just say, hey, we don't want to do a whole episode on this one topic, so we'll throw it out there. I guess what I'm saying is that people are reinforcing that we're just doing what comes naturally, and to do this has been a lot of fun. So I would ask that anybody that's listening to this episode, if you didn't submit something in, that's fine. But if you would, you know, reach out and let us know, let other people know about that, because that it does help to hear that, to know that we're on the right track. Just keep doing what you're doing. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we got through the mushy stuff now. Let's go on to the next piece that I want to get to. I have two more segments I want to do, and then we're going to get into the listener submissions that we had.
Sounds good.
So why don't you and I first go through and talk about what our favorite shows are? We're going to do three things here in this little segment. We're going to do what our favorite shows are. Mm-hmm. We're going to do kind of a little bit of a behind the scenes, and we can pick our favorite show if we want.
Sure.
A little bit of our behind the scenes. And my note to myself on this is, what do people not hear about that was a complete shit show and trying to get an episode out the door?
Oh, I've got one particular show in mind. Yeah.
That one's on my list too, but I have two others. One of them just happened and one of them has happened, but people haven't heard the recording yet, haven't heard it yet.
Nice.
Anyway, so CJ, let me ask you, so why don't you rip off maybe say three of your favorite shows? Because looking at your list and my list, I think that we both, shocker, we have a lot of the same favorite shows.
Yeah, for sure. I think One that's kind of more personal and two that are kind of more regular, right? So the first one that's sort of more personal, I love the Father's Day show. Mm. I thought getting our kids on and talking about what is the internet and what's coding and all that sort of stuff. I listened to that show yesterday as part of going through this and taking a listen to some of our favorite shows. And it sort of brought a tear to my eye. It was absolutely classic. So that was episode 134 for those who are interested in going back and listening. So that was a little while ago, but we got our kids on the show and they talked a little bit about what they think we do and all that sort of stuff. And one particular moment that comes to mind is when I asked Sam, you know, like, what do you think about AC? And he said he writes good code or something along those lines. And it's like, spot on. There you go.
Yeah, I can't remember which one of your kids said this, but they said, yeah, you go to work and you tell people what to do.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think I do at work? Yeah, you go to work and tell people what to do. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But yeah, people that are better at things than I actually do the work. So yeah, that was funny. So yeah, episode 134, Father's Day, that was one of my highlights. Sort of more professionally, I think the show with Scott Guthrie in episode 165 was probably the highlight of sort of a combination of content but also effort of pulling that show off.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting the goo on the show was a multi-month effort on your part. Mm. I don't even know. Maybe it was a year. I mean, it took a long time.
2 years. That took 2 years to get.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It was, I think I remember working at Microsoft the first time when we started thinking about that, took a break, and then went back to Microsoft. I can't remember. No, I'd left Microsoft again the second time by the time we pulled it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah that would have been over 2 years. So, yeah crazy. But yeah, that was a whole lot of effort on your part. Phenomenal to get him finally on the show. And also just really interesting guy and a great discussion. And he sort of walked in first thing in the morning, straight from home with a coffee in hand or what have you. And was like, cool, what are we going to talk about? And then he just totally opened up. And we had to hold the show because we had some NDA content. We had to wait. He was like, before the show, you know, he was like, what are we going to talk about? We talked to him about a few topics. And he's like, well, when's the show coming out? And we're like, Tuesday. Could you hold it till Thursday? Because then I can talk about some more things. And we're like, yes, Mr. Guthrie. We'll do anything you want.
Yeah. That one was a funny card to play, too, because we interviewed somebody else. I won't say who it was. We interviewed someone else, and they were like, yeah, I can't talk about this stuff because we're not going to go public with it just yet, and we don't think that we can share this stuff with you without getting an okay or whatever. I'm like, well, I'd just like to point you back to episode 165 where Scott Guthrie went through and he announced everything that was coming up at Connect like a week and a half before with us. And we sat on it and did it. So, I mean, if that's the way you feel, that's fine. But
hey, we're trustworthy. Yeah. We would never interview a person again if we broke those rules.
Yeah.
And then third one I'd bring up is Live from Ignite, episode 154. Was just really good fun to do in person at Ignite. Being streamed video. If you want to go see that show, it's also up on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. But episode 154, live from Ignite, we're sitting up at the podcasting booth at Ignite, being streamed live on the internet. We're talking about everything going on in Ignite. I was moderately hungover, and it was a really good time. Good blast.
I'm going to have to echo all three of the ones that you just said. Those were the Father's Day one. I feel kind of guilty because I didn't call that one out. But the Goo Show, I think the two most, if I had to pick three shows that were probably the most professional, like the best for the podcast that I felt like the most proud of, it was definitely the live show, episode 154. The Scott Guthrie show, for a lot of the same reasons you just said, episode 165. I also love the fact at the very end, when we asked him, you know, if you had a week to kind of play with tech, what would it end up being? And he stammered for a good bit. We actually cut that out of the episode, but he was taking a second to figure out what he was going to say. And I think that he was trying to think, like, what can I tell them that I really can't tip my hand too much on what's coming, you know, a year down the road.
Yeah.
But then I love the comment that he said something along the lines of, yeah, you know, one of the cool things about my job is I get to go talk to a bunch of really smart developers in the room at different places around the world. So that means that you have to know this stuff or at least know it the night before you present it. And I was oh, thank God. As a presenter, I feel better about
that. Even the goo does that. Perfect.
Exactly, yeah. And then I think that the other one on the professional side that I was really proud of that we did, and frankly, it was because my head exploded two or three times when we were talking to him, was episode 137 with Taylor Brown about Windows containers. The first time we talked to him, that was just the stuff that he was saying, yeah, we're doing this and we're doing this and we're doing, oh, what about this? And it's like, I know you and I finished the interview and then we jumped on the phone and we're like, holy crap.
Yeah, that was amazing. He was just so interesting and had a lot of history in the area, in the topic area. He was totally clued up, just knew his stuff inside out. And I completely and utterly bungled the interview.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that in just a second. That was, I'll never forget that day. I remember I was in, yeah, we'll come back to that in just a second. Okay, so a couple other episodes that I wanted to call out that I thought were two that I thought, one of them I thought was incredibly special to me was episode number one. We published it October the 7th, 2013. It was a lot of fun. I went back and looked at the first few episodes and I remember thinking to myself when we started this, like, what are we going to talk about on this show? Are we going to be able to fill up an hour of content? And being someone who teaches and presents, and I'm like, I never run out of content. I always run out of time. And with the cloud changing so much, I said, I've just got to assume we're going to be fine with this. But I remember thinking that, like, are we going to be able to do this?
You go back and listen to episode number one, and it was a great episode, but man, we were awkward.
I was using the exact same word. The first four or five episodes was very awkward.
Yeah, it is quite a weird concept to get into. But anyway, we've gotten a little better.
Yeah. I think another one that I wanted to call out, I thought that was really special, was about 100 episodes ago, or exactly 100 episodes ago. And that's when you and I really did a very risky thing. And we turned our microphones on and then walked out of our offices and let our wives interview each other. And they did the entire show. And I remember I went downstairs and I got on the phone with you. And I think we both made the comment of, I think we just crossed the streams. This might be really, really bad.
Yeah. What did you think of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? No. Yeah. No, it was...
What did you do?
So that was a reference into Ghostbusters. Exactly, yes. Yeah, that was really fun show. And actually, in a lot of the submissions for the contest, where people call out episode 100 with the wives as being a really interesting show and kind of cool. And honestly, our wives have not spent much time together, certainly not before episode 100, because we live on opposite sides of the country and we don't hang out in person all that much outside of conferences and, you know, when we record the show, obviously. But that was really the first time they'd gotten together and spent much time chatting. And I just thought it was hilarious too. It's funny how much they shared.
Oh my God, it was hilarious how much they shared. Yeah, we went back and listened to it and it was like eyes open, like, okay, good. We're not in trouble. We're okay.
Yeah, we don't need to edit that out.
Yeah. I think...
No, they nailed it. I was really impressed.
I agree. There's two other episodes that I want to call out. I had a lot of fun doing it. I didn't think anybody else was going to be interested, or maybe like, you know, 2% of our listeners. Episode 124, where you and I reminisced about our NASA socials we did. And then I got to say, I think that it might be... If I had to take the professional side out of, you know, what was really great about the show, I think that by far the show that I've had the most fun doing and was the least stressed out about was episode 128 with Todd Clint. I muted myself. I don't ever mute myself on the show when we're recording unless I have to cough or sneeze or something.
Yeah,
I had to mute myself a few times on there because I was laughing so damn hard. I almost wet myself at one point because Todd was so damn funny. Just how dry his humor is and everything. That was one of my most absolute favorite episodes that we've ever done.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he was a super funny dude. So, excellent.
Yeah. All right, so did you have any other ones you want to call out? Or?
Yeah, I think Stuart Kwan, episode 92. That was a wee while ago now, but we talked about identity between OrgID or Azure Active Directory login and Microsoft Identity or Microsoft Account, MSA. Really knowledgeable guy. I thought it was such an interesting conversation about identity and access management at Microsoft. And so that was one I really enjoyed. Obviously, episode 137 with Taylor Brown, as you pointed out, was probably my other one. So yeah, that was that's kind of the summary for me.
Awesome. Well, if I had to ask you, what has been your favorite guest that we've had on the show? Could you list one?
Oh, Taylor Brown, sure.
Yeah, see, this is hard for me. It's got to be Scott Goo, but Taylor Brown was right there too. That first interview we did with him, I thought was nothing wrong with the second one, but the first one just, I think it was part not just the interview, but it was, for me, it was the what happened that the audio, the microphone didn't pick up and the time around it, which I think is a pretty good transition, both not only with Taylor, but also with Scott Goo. I think that kind of leads me into the last part of this segment that I want to do, which is, hey, CJ, what's the biggest screw-up or biggest behind-the-scenes thing that you want to share with our listeners and kind of out yourself on?
Yeah, so that was the Taylor Brown episode. So it's definitely for me, he was the best guest, just from a, mostly from a he nailed it. Like, he had it down. He was natural. He knew his stuff inside out and back to front, and the content was fascinating. That's why I thought he was the best guest for me. Yeah, the Guru would definitely be a close second, because for me at least, because it was fascinating getting to talk to him, and really great guy and things like that. But I think Taylor takes the cake. And then also, like you said, it was definitely the worst show for me of all 200 that we've done. So if you're not familiar with the story, episode 137 kind of happened twice.
It's a 2.5 show, or it's 1.5 show.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened was, we got Taylor scheduled. We were recording, or so I thought. Yeah, I think you get the idea.
Yeah.
We got 30 minutes in, maybe 35 minutes in, something like that. And I looked at our recording software, and it wasn't recording. And he was off talking about virtualization and Hyper-V and containerization and things like that. And I basically had to stop him.
We f***ed up.
Really unfortunate, but I think I'm not recording. And my heart just dropped out of my body. I was so distraught. It was so embarrassing and so painful. And he crushed it. He was like, cool, so do you want to start again?
Well, no, he jumped on. We stopped and talked about for about 2 or 3 minutes. He jumped in his calendar. He pushed 2 or 3 meetings that were right behind
us away. That's right.
And then he said, you want to go again? So you want to reschedule? Want to do another time? He wasn't. This is clear it wasn't. When you listen to the interview, you can tell he wasn't. But it's almost like he was on a script. Like, we were all on a script and we were doing the whole thing, because it came out almost the exact same as the original recording. Well, I assume it did. I don't have any proof of it because I can't go back to the original recording. But
yeah, the recording that doesn't exist.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, that was definitely the worst moment on a show, for sure. It was telling somebody that's just been talking for 35 minutes that I haven't been recording.
Yeah.
But he was amazing. And like you said, just was like, well, do you want to start again?
Yeah.
Like, okay. And I made sure I was recording.
Yeah.
And we got the interview, and he just nailed it a second time. And in fact, I would go so far as to say the second time was even better than the first, because, you know, as you go through, you think, after every show, I often think back and go, oh, we should have brought up XYZ, right? Or XYZ. And and I'm sure he did the same thing and just crushed it the second time. It was great.
I agree. And ever since then, we now record with backup. So like, even today, we're doing the old school, like, carbon copies. We're recording in triplicate. So we're recording with a service called Zencastr, which records locally for each one of us and then sends them to my Dropbox. We're also recording locally with, I think you're using Audacity and I'm using Audition, Adobe Audition.
No, I'm using Audition as well, yeah.
So we're both also recording WAV files with Audition. And then we're on Skype where we can see each other, and I'm using an app called Call Recorder to record that as well. But that didn't help the two other screw-ups that I wanted to call out, because that was mine too. That was one of the behind-the-scenes, like, oh my God. We had two other ones. One of them was episode 67 with Arpan Shah. Now, Arpan is kind of a big deal. And I remember this happened, and I remember reaching out to you and saying, can we still do this? And you're like, no, we can't. We're not going to be able to use this.
He sounded like Elf and the Chipmunk.
Something happened with my recorder where it would record and then jump every 5 seconds, jump back a little bit, and then say, and then do it again. It was the most screwed up audio I've ever heard. We don't use that same recorder anymore, for good reason, but something just totally screwed up. And somehow, I don't know how he did it, but the guy that we hired to produce our show, he cleaned the whole thing up. Like, you can't tell anything happened. And that was just, I mean, it was absolutely epic. And we had another one like that.
Yep.
Last week.
This was a goodie. Yep. And this was a keeper.
So this one, if you've listened to episode 199 with Rima Nimi talking about Cosmos DB, I admit that the quality of the interview was not up to what we normally do, or what we strive to do. And so it sounded like there was a little bit of, like, papers ruffling and stuff like that. We think we know what happened, but we had to kind of go with what we did, frankly, for scheduling and everything. We didn't really have a choice. We actually got on the horn with her the day after she presented at Build and tried to schedule with her, and she wasn't available for a few weeks. And so we were able to schedule when we did. But during the recording, that might have been the most challenging thing that the interview we've done, because as we're interviewing her, I could hear you, CJ, you could hear me, we could hear her, and then we turned on all the recording stuff, and we'd ask her something, and she'd start responding, and most of the time, about 15 seconds into her response, it all of a sudden she'd start getting garbled, and it was almost like, if you remember, if you've seen that movie Contact with Jodie Foster, she was trying to say, I'm okay to go at the end of the movie, and they couldn't hear anything, but all of a sudden you have your hand up to your ear, and you're just like, what is this saying? He goes, she's saying I'm okay to go. She's okay. And I are kind of looking at each other like, we killed video and everything to try and make sure it wasn't our bandwidth. And I'm like, we're texting each other, we're Skyping each other back and forth. And I'm like, she's still talking. Yeah, just let her keep talking. So you and I didn't get to hear the interview until it came out on Tuesday.
I know. I thought you summed it up real well. And after we stopped recording with her, and of course all the audio came right, you sort of said it best to her. You were like, I'm really looking forward to that being edited and put out so I could listen to the interview because I didn't hear 80% of it.
You can hear, I mean, I know our engineer did a fantastic job. We think we know what the problem is. We think we can definitely avoid it from happening. I swear it seems like every time we do something trips up. And man, sure enough, we recorded that on a Tuesday, and on Wednesday, we sat down and we interviewed somebody else, and this will be in an interview that's coming up, but we sat down with Paul Stubbs from Microsoft to talk artificial intelligence, and we got two interviews with him, and the first one went great. And then the second one did the same kind of thing that Arpon did, where it would, my audio was in track, but when Paul's was recorded, it was like in fast forward. And so we had to take, we're hoping, Rade, if you're listening, we really hope you can clean that one up too, because we had a great interview with Paul about AI. So those are my three kind of like behind the scenes, like, oh my God, what nice. Happened?
Yeah, there were some absolute, pardon my French, but clusterfuck moments that I look back on. You'd think we'd learned, and we have definitely gotten better at it, but every now and again, the audio gods are not with us.
Every time it's something different. It's something different, but
yeah.
What if you could take any process your teams use to get work done and make it happen automatically? What if you could save countless hours and help people work better together? Nintex can make that happen. With the Nintex platform, work flows from person to person, system to system, to the cloud and back, and it flows in and out of the tools that you use every day. With Nintex, work flows so your teams can work smarter, work faster, and be more connected than ever.
All right, CJ, this is the thing I think that a lot of people are waiting for. And we had people submitted some recordings that they wanted to be able to be part of the contest we were running. We're running a contest. You had to be on our mailing list, and you also had to send a recording in of some stuff about the show, what you liked about it, make it funny, make it serious, make it heartfelt, whatever it is. We got a lot of submissions. And so for everybody that sent a file in, first of all, we really thank you. We can't play them all on the show. We'd love to, but we can't play all of them. First of all, we can tell you is that everybody that sent one in, you're going to get an email from us. So look for an email from info@microsoftcloudshow.com. And we need to get your shipping address and some shipping information, because we would like to send you one of our brand new t-shirts, as well as some stickers that we're getting done as well, so that you can have because I'm one of the first people with the brand new branding.
Exactly.
That we don't even have yet. I guess you have the stickers. I don't even have the stickers yet, but we don't even have t-shirts yet or anything.
Nope.
But so everybody, we're going to send something there. But first, what we want to do is we have, let's see, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 or 8. We have 7 or 8 submissions that came in, and we're going to just play these straight through right now. These are all of our, I guess you can call them our honorable mentions.
Yes. These are people that took the time to do creative submissions. They told us why they love the show. They talked about some of their favorite things and what's really why they tune in every week. And we thought these were really interesting submissions that were definitely honorable mentions for sure.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and play all those back to back. CJ and I'll come right back, and we're going to talk for a minute or so, just kind of rehash or call out some of them that we wanted to call out. And then we'll start talking about the stuff that people are winning. And we got 3 more that we have to play after this.
Hello, Microsoft Cloud Show. My name is Chris O'Connor. I go by Grumpy Wookie on Twitter, if you want to say hello. I really, really enjoy the Microsoft Cloud Show podcast. It's one of my go-tos, and I help run the Melbourne SharePoint or Office 365 user group, and I tell all our attendees, you've got to get onto this podcast. It's great to keep up to date with the latest news. The reviews are great, interviews are great, and I really enjoy some of the fun things that you guys do, like picks. They're always cool and fun, and getting your wives to run the show, that was actually a great hoot, and as well as the space episode. So they're some of my favourite things over the last couple of years with the Cloud Show. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Keep it up. Cheers, guys. Good on you.
Hi, this is George. Found you while working third shift server maintenance from home while taking care of my wife after liver transplants. I am also working on my software development degree. I find most of your podcasts very informative. The one about Power Apps and Flow was quite interesting. The one that your wives were talking about you and your groupies, that was actually pretty funny. I listen to you to learn and also to stay awake. Sometimes you can't keep me awake, but I always listen to learn. Thank you.
Hi, guys. My name is Jeff, and I'm a citizen developer, really a power user working on a very poorly managed instance of on-prem SharePoint, and as such, kind of waging a war against my colleagues for moving to Confluence and back to shared folders. So some of the stuff that you guys have on your show might not be directly applicable to what I'm working on, but I do have the aspirations to be a real developer one day. So I really appreciate your guys' views following conferences on Microsoft News and the way of the future for SharePoint and other kind of related information technologies from Microsoft. But also as such, since I'm not an IT pro, I kind of zone out when you guys are getting too far into the weeds on IT pro things like Azure and vendor-specific topics. But I must say, the reason your guys' podcast is at the top of my list over other IT shows is really just the good banter between the two of you. It doesn't sound rehearsed or come off like you're reading a script. I really do find you guys entertaining, and a little less so when only one of you guys come to the mic. So overall, you guys are one of the top shows that I like to listen to, and I look forward to you guys on each session. So please keep up the good work, and AC, hey, man, you got to come out with that course already. You got to stop leaving us hanging. Appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work and look forward to hearing you again. Cheers.
The Microsoft Cloud Show.
What a piece of junk.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Hi, Paul Schnackenberg here. One of the two people recording this on a Windows phone. Love the show. I'm an IT pro allergic to code. Best episode was the Scott Goo interview. Still waiting for AC to fix the T instead of IT and the valid.nl soundbite. Great work on the first 200. Looking forward to the next 200 episodes.
Hey, Andrew and Chris, this is Matt McDermott. I want to congratulate you on 200 episodes. That's amazing. I got a guilty secret to share with you, and that's on more than one occasion, I have listened to your podcast on the way to a client, only to turn around in the meeting and use just about all the information in the podcast to sound like the smartest guy in the room. Thanks for that.
Hi, CJ and AC. This is Mario from Central Ohio. First, I want to say congrats on your 200th show. I've been a longtime fan of the Microsoft Cloud Show. Definitely appreciate all the great content and you keeping us up to date on things coming and things that are new. One thing I've recently started doing that some of your other listeners may like is each time I hear a bleep on your podcast, I've started taking a drink of my favorite adult beverage. It's a lot of fun. However, I don't always remember anything at the end of the podcast, so it has some drawbacks. Again, thanks a lot, and keep up the great work.
This is Puck Henry. My favorite part of the Microsoft Cloud Show is the picks, primarily the non-technical picks. It's nice to get a break from technology and exercise the brain in different ways. My favorite shows are those with interviews that occur right after a conference or an event. Getting experts to dive deep into their product or technology in a QA format I find much better than just watching a screen and being lectured to. Keep up the great work. I'm looking forward to episode 300.
All right. CJ, what did you think? What do you got any comments about the ones that we just played for everybody?
Apart from laughing my ass off at a number of them being hilarious and also quite emotional in some of them, right? Mm. People are, it's really nice hearing what people like about the show. So yeah, they were great.
Yeah, absolutely. I specifically want to call a few of them out. And some of them it was hard for me to pick up some of the names. The gentleman that said that, you know, he's working this third shift and our podcast helps him during that third shift, learn new stuff, stay awake. He did that to be closer to his wife after having a liver transplant. That Mario Fulon saying that he's turned this into a drinking game. Every time we censor ourselves out, or our producer censors us out, he takes a drink.
Hey, Mario, this one's for you.
Bottle of Patron.
Mario's hammered it on the floor. It's the Clashery drinking game.
See that nice. One, Paul, who did the one with Darth Vader and the only one on the Windows phone.
I feel you, Paul.
Let's see, who was the other one? Oh, Joey Patterson. So
yes,
Joey's a friend from back home. And he called us out on the helium episode that we did in episode 55.
Yeah.
I saw that video about 4 or 5 months ago. I went searching my laptop to find it because he's right. We said that we cut a lot of stuff up because it wasn't professional. And true. I do remember there was some stuff that I would not want to publish and have my name associated with it that you and I said that night.
Yeah. No, I thought that was amazing. That's somebody that went back probably the furthest with their mentions of which episodes they like. Joey's been a longtime listener, obviously, back to episode 55, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last one, I couldn't get his name. His email starts with ETK. I think it was Eric. I might be wrong, but he gave me a little bit of a call me on the carpet about get my course out there for the SharePoint framework development. I got you, man. I'm busting my butt trying to get it done.
Yep, nice. I just as a sort of a heads up, when we listened to all of these and we picked out our favorites for the competition and tried to think about which ones were creative and which ones talked about why they love the show and some of their favorite things and stuff like that. We did it independently, and then we got together and compared and contrasted notes and came up with the runners-up and the winners and things like that. And I snort laughed when I heard this one because I was just like, oh, AC's going to love that. Like, that was great.
Yeah, that one was really good. There was a few of them that actually did that for. That was good. Okay, so now the next set that we got that we want to share with everybody, these are the two that are going to win the Xboxes. So we have Xbox bundles that we're going to do. We're going to email both of you guys. I don't know. I think I know where one of you is. I think I know where both of you guys are. So we may have some international shipping challenges with this, but we'll figure it out. We'll email you guys direct and we'll figure it out. We'll make it at least equitable. All right. So
yeah.
Let me first play the first one that won, and this is by Muhammad.
Aloha, folks. Unbelievably, you are running for 200 shows already. I guess that makes you the Dallas Soap of the IT podcast world. Just go on and on forever. Well, what I like about your podcast is your dedication to tech and the easy-peasy way you talk about it. Every time I listen to you, I feel like I have missed a little bit less of the chaos and mayhem of the cloud. I like personally in particular all your episodes that take a look across different clouds and do some comparison. Of course I like Microsoft Azure, but other mothers have pretty daughters too. And this recording was brought to you by AWS Polly, and this insanely intelligent text was composed by Azure Cognitive Services and Google Cloud Machine Learning. Skynet over and out.
Wow. Seriously, wow. Amazing. Incredible marks on creativity. I think this one really took the cake. It was definitely up there in terms of creativity in my books, but also hit on, it was techie, it was creative, but it also hit on some of the whys. It was just overall a really great entry. And when I first listened to it, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible.
It really was. It's also edgy. It was brand, it's, you know, using cutting edge tech. He used AWS. He used Google Cloud Platform. He used Azure for the speech synthesis.
He called us the Dallas soap opera of podcasts.
Yeah. and then he signed off. He said, bye, Skynet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That was awesome. So Muhammad, Xbox for you.
Yep.
All right. Next one. CJ, you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, absolutely. This one, I almost teared up. Like, I'm going to say, there was a moment when I listened to this when I thought, this is why I do this. And it just really blew me away. And it was by Mark Roden, who submitted it. And here's his submission.
My name's Mark Roden. Listening to the Microsoft Cloud Show, it's like sitting down with two complete strangers who are also your friends and talking tech with them over a beer whilst you're sitting in the car driving to work. CGA and AC are two of the smartest and dorkiest people I have never met. They're very helpful strangers, and I've never actually had the pleasure of drinking a beer with them, although I owe them a lot. Thank you for everything that you've done. Don't stop what you're doing. And for two people I don't know, I really trust your opinion, and you've had a huge impact on my career. Thank you very much indeed.
What do you think, AC?
Man, I agree on what you said before we played this. That, I mean, there's a very sentimental kind of a... It's a feel good, right? It's a really feel good. He hit on everything that you and I talked about earlier on why you and I do it. It's really cool to hear that that's coming across and that's what he's picking up from. I do think we need to call out the beer and drinking thing. Beer and driving thing, that, you know, maybe not doing those at the same time. I definitely think that you should definitely do them, but maybe, you know, not in that order. This was one of the ones that got me to laugh out loud when I listened to this too. It was funny. It was heartfelt. It was a perfect Xbox winner, if you ask me.
Yeah, for sure. I really, when he said that the Cloud Show's had a huge impact on his career, that just completely boggled my mind and blew my mind. So Mark, yeah, we really appreciate the submission, obviously. We hope you enjoy the Xbox, or if international shipping issues don't permit, whatever we managed to get you. We'll talk to you about that. But I was just blown away by this entry. I thought it was really heartfelt and great.
I totally agree. Okay.
Lead us into the grand finale, AC. A
couple things about this one that I think, first of all, I got to give a disclaimer. So I know the guy who submitted this one. He is a friend of mine, and he runs the Microsoft Cloud IT Pro podcast.
Yes.
This is a podcast that's run by Ben Stejink and Scott Hogue. Scott is a good friend. Well, Ben is also a good friend. But Scott, you could tell he put a lot of time into this. It's funny. He read it out. This was one of the very first submissions we got, and this gave me a lot of hope for our contest. I was like, wow, we're going to get some great submissions if they stand up to this one.
This nailed it on all three fronts for me.
Yeah.
Right? Creativity was phenomenal. When you hear this, I just thought it was incredible. Like, somebody would go to that amount of effort and thought in their submission just blew my mind. He talked about why he listens to the show, what his favorite things are, some of the funny things about us. I just felt like overall, he just nailed it on all three, all of those fronts that we were looking at in the submissions. And he really deserves to win this. I thought personally that he really deserves to win this. And I know that you did too, right? That it was definitely overall the most creative and just crushed it on all those fronts. So
yeah,
what a fantastic submission.
All right. So I feel the same. I was a little scared about, you know, could we do this because a friend of mine or whatever, but you know what? I think when you hear it, you'll think that it justifies a Surface laptop.
And so absolutely.
Without further ado, here's Scott Hogue and the Ode to the Microsoft Cloud Show.
An ode to the cloud show. There once was a man from New Zealand who did a podcast with a man who was a Floridian. They talked every week about all things geek until they were red in the cheeks. It was a podcast, they said, and it gave them an excuse to get out of bed. It featured some guests sometimes, and yes, some of the interviews were crimes. Their podcast was cloudy, but even that couldn't fix Chris's Audi. There was even a show about space, but even that couldn't help AC's race pace. But it wasn't all bad, and there are still good times to be had. They're a trusted source for all things cloud computing, of course. I'm sure you've wondered what comes after episode 200. For that, my friend, you'll have to stick around to learn what other cloudy secrets are to be found.
What'd you think about that, dude?
The Audi comment was just too soon. For those of you who are not familiar, basically the transmission of my car fell out or fell off, I should say. The front fell off. And Scott picked up on that in the ode to the Microsoft Cloud Show. And yeah, that was just absolutely priceless. I wouldn't even know where to begin with putting something like that together. I was just blown away.
Oh, he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. I thought, that speaks for itself. It absolutely speaks for itself. And hey, the good news about it, we don't have to pay for shipping costs because Scott's here in Jacksonville with me, so I'm good.
There you go. Yeah, you can organize to meet him sometime and go hand deliver. But that is honestly, we got a bunch of submissions. We listened to all of them. I listened to most of them twice and sort of tried to make my remarks and notes. And I got to Scott's and just felt like that was killer.
Yeah. It was good.
Really good. It was really well done. Well done, Scott. Congratulations. And thanks for listening, but also hopefully because we're dev-centric, motivated to start your show and hold those pesky developers to task and started the IT Pro podcast, which is definitely worth a listen to as well. But yeah, overall, what a great submission.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Totally agree. It was a great submission, great show, great recording, Scott. So thank you very much. And thank you to everybody for submitting your sessions in there or your submissions. CJ, that's episode 200. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners now that we've made it this far to 200?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, I'm looking forward to the next 100 with you, AC. I think that's going to be a real blast. Most shows, I can't say every show is fun because sometimes you just don't want to do it, mm-hmm. but we do it and we get it out. And I'm really proud of the fact that we've managed to continue doing that. The second thing I would point out is recently we've added sponsors to the podcast, and probably in the last 12 months, I would say we've added sponsors. And I'd just like to make a quick shout out to those folks that have backed us and make this show possible by helping us out financially with regards to hosting and production of the show and all of these things that takes for us to get this stuff done. In particular, valid.nl have been with us right from the beginning. They were the first sponsor that we added to the show. Nintex are a more recent sponsor that we've added to the show. That, again, they've been great. And CodeShip, one of our newest sponsors to the show that have recently just joined us. Some others that have been with us over this past 12 months, Zscaler, obviously another sponsor, which is really amazing. And these things just wouldn't be possible, right? It'd be super, super hard.
Yeah, and I also wanted previous sponsors as well, Rencore and ShareGate as well. Those are,
yes.
You guys, yep. All of you have helped make this show possible and to help us. We're not doing this as a revenue center to make money off of it. We do it because it's fun, because we have a good time on it. And you just help us actually make this, fulfill that goal. So thank you very much to everybody who's contributed to this. And we're always looking for more sponsors too. So
there you go. Yeah. So it wouldn't be possible, right? And so they really help us out. They're great companies. And everybody should go at least give them 5 minutes and go check their sites out. All their logos and links are on our site and in our show notes. Definitely go help learn more about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Episode 200's in the bag, CJ.
I'm looking forward to the next 100. Like I said, buddy, these shows are always fun to look back on. You know, sometimes it's a grind, like I said, but I'm really proud that we've done it.
All right.
And obviously, 3 years later, we're still friends, so something's got to be going okay. Hey, it's worth pointing out that we definitely don't see eye to eye on some things. I like to say that we're brothers from another mother, but we like to disagree over some stuff for sure. And that might not come through on the show as much as it does in person.
But, are we going to start are we going to do the political episode?
Oh, dude, we should. Oh, man. That's a lid I'm not sure we want to take off. But it's fair to say we definitely don't see eye to eye on some things. And
yeah.
But I couldn't think of anybody I'd rather be doing the show with, mate. So I just want to say thanks.
Hey, you said it first, but I was going to say the same thing. I'm right there with you, man. I've absolutely loved the last 3.5 years doing this. I'm looking forward to the next X number of years that we're going to be doing this, next 100, 200 episodes.
I was going to say 200 years. That's a bit long.
It's amazing what podcasting does for the lifespan.
That's right.
I hope that we can do another one of these live shows that we did at Ignite last year. I hope we can do it again this coming year. Hope we can do other shows too. Maybe even we got some other stuff that you and I have talked about kind of for the future. So we'll see how all that kind of comes together.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Let's crush it.
All right, man. Good talking to you again. And we will see everybody in episode 201.
Yep.
Did you like this episode? Please tweet about it and drop a 5-star review in iTunes. Word of mouth recommendations are the most effective ways for us to grow the show, and we'd really appreciate it. If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a wave or an MP3, and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. Our theme music is brought to you by Keith Ritchie. For more information on Keith's music, head to music.kritchie.com.
You can subscribe to us in iTunes and the Google Play Store by searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook, searching for Microsoft Cloud Show, or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. And finally, sign up to our mailing list by heading over to our website and entering your email to interact with us, participate in upcoming interviews, and other cool stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.